it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning again in our Bible to the book of Mark, chapter number 8, and I want to read verse number 35 down through verse number 37, where the Word of God said, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and for the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his own soul?" We started on yesterday looking at the thought of underestimating the will of God. And I talked to you about the purpose of underestimating the will of God. What would cause a man to underestimate and then to miss the will of God? And I said to you that many allow their family to cause them to miss the will of God. The devil will say to them, "What about your wife? What about your children?" And sometimes he will even use our companions or our children to keep us from undertaking the will of God. And he will always say to us, "Think of them." And after all, somebody else can do what you're thinking about doing in the service of God. And then I mentioned that the devil will use fame and fortune. The devil will say to you, "You will never be famous in the will of God, and you will never enjoy any fortune if you submit to the will of God." And he causes those things to become so big in our eyes that we underestimate the will of God and we sell out for fame and fortune. And then I mentioned that many people miss the will of God because they compare their friends and they feel like, "If I do the will of God, I will lose my friends." And they allow their friends to keep them from doing the will of God. And then I mentioned number 5, that our own wicked flesh will bring every idea that's possible into our mind about what could happen if we do the will of God. And then it also brings a negative side of what we miss out on if we do the will of God. But I want to say to you again, friend, the will of God is the greatest place in the world for you to be. It is the greatest plan for your life, and it's the greatest purpose there is for your life. Now, I promise you that if you sell out to serve the Lord and undertake the will of God, all of your family will not understand you, and some of them may even turn against you. But I do want to tell you, God will give you other families and other family members in the family of God, and you can enjoy them. And God will take care of you as far as fame and fortune is concerned. You do the will of God, and you may not be popular here, but you'll be popular in heaven. You may not have the applause of men, but you'll have the approval of God. And that's greater than the applause of men. And my friend, if you sell out to do the will of God, I want to say it again, that is the greatest life there is for you to live. And that is the greatest accomplishment and achievement there is in life, is to leave this world and stand before God knowing that you have accomplished God's will for your life. I want to go to a second thought today and look at the price of underestimating the will of God. And oh, my friend, my heart grieves as I think about what price people have paid simply because they underestimated the will of God. Let me back up first of all to the things that I made reference to on yesterday. Many have allowed their families to keep them from doing the will of God, only to turn around and lose their families. And then many have allowed fame to keep them from doing the will of God, only to turn around and lose what fame they thought they had. The same thing is true with fortune. Many have said, well, if I sell out to the will of God, I'd have to give up my financial security, and I'd have to give up my means of the means of my income. And I do not want to do that, only to live long enough to see all that they accomplished financially go down the drain, and they died in poverty. Many have allowed their friends to keep them from doing the will of God, only to find out later, in a time of need and despair, their friends forsook them and walked away. I want to say to you, friend, it is not worth it. And then many have allowed their flesh to keep them from serving God, only to find out somewhere on down the road, something happens to their health. They're not able to enjoy life like they could and would have had they been in the will of God. So, my friend, I want to tell you, it does not cost near as much to do the will of God as it does not to do the will of God. You see, the devil will come to you and say, now, you cannot afford to do God's will. But, friend, I want to tell you, you cannot afford not to do it. It is the most important thing in life and in eternity that you do the will of God. Let me come to the scriptures. And the Bible said again, for what shall a man profit if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What would a man give in exchange for his soul? Now, I want to take that question and apply it to the will of God. What would a man profit if he gained the whole world and miss the will of God? Or what would a person give in exchange for the will of God? I want to talk for these few moments I have left on the broadcast today on the price that it costs you when you underestimate the will of God. And oh, I wish I could really declare this truth as it needs to be declared today. Let me say to you, first of all, that underestimating the will of God will rob you of much rejoicing. Now, I want you to hear me today. I do not care what God's plan and what God's purpose and where God's place is for you. That is the greatest place, the greatest plan, and the greatest purpose for you. It's been my joy through these years to work with many missionaries and to visit some on the field. And I want to tell you something. There is no greater joy than just knowing you're in the will of God. Joy does not come in greatness as man measures greatness. Joy does not come in goods as man measures goods. But joy comes in fulfilling the will of God. The Bible even spoke about the Lord Jesus Christ as he faced Calvary. The Bible said that he endured the cross. Why? For the joy that was set before him. He had that joy. He knew he was doing the Father's will. And my friend, listen, to miss the will of God is to miss the fruit of the Spirit abounding in your life. The Bible said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Oh, my friend, to miss the will of God is to miss out on that love. It's to miss out on that joy. It's to miss out on that peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. Many have robbed themselves in this life of the blessings of rejoicing, and they are miserable with all the other things that they've accomplished, but they miss the will of God. And so underestimating the will of God has robbed many of much rejoicing. Then may I say to you, underestimating the will of God will rob you of realization. You will never know out of the will of God what you could have been in the will of God. You will never know outside the will of God what you could have accomplished had you done God's will. As a matter of fact, that person who is really saved and underestimates and misses the will of God will go through their life wondering what I could have been had I just done God's will with my life. Some years ago, God moved upon my heart with this thought, and it burns in my soul day after day. One day I'm going to come to the end of my pilgrimage here on this earth. And either here, if I do not just die instantly, like with a heart attack or an automobile accident or something, here in my last days, I will look back upon the journey that I've run. And as I look back, I will experience one of two things. I will experience regret because I did not do my best to do the will of God. Or I will experience rejoicing because I can die in peace knowing that I have given my life trying to accomplish the will of God. You see, I will either look back on life and say, I wish I had, or I will look back on life and say, thank God I tried. Underestimating the will of God will rob you of much rejoicing. It will rob you of realization of the goals and purpose and plan for your life. But then number three, it will rob you of much reward at the judgment seat of Christ if you're saved. My friend, can you imagine standing at the judgment seat of Christ and looking at the potential of your life? Looking at what God had planned for you, looking at all the rewards and all the treasures, all the trophies that God had planned for you to attain in the will of God, even seeing all the people that you could have kept out of hell who now will be suffering in the flames of hell because of you, it will rob you of much reward at the judgment seat of Christ. And not only then, but reward now also. But I want to tell you, friend, the price is it will cost you much regret throughout the millennial if you're saved. And throughout eternity, there will be that loss, my friend, of what you could have accomplished. And then let me say to you today, if you listen to the broadcast and you're unsaved and you miss the goodwill of God that you be saved, it will cost you heaven. And you, dear sinner, one day will join the rich man and lift your eyes in a Christless hell. You will live in hell until the day of the resurrection of the wicked dead. Then you will stand at the great white throne judgment before the Lord himself to hear him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. And because you missed the will of God, you underestimated the importance of the will of God, you will be cast into the flames of hell to live there forever and forever. Could I say to you who are lingering around the decision of whether I will do the will of God or whether I'm going to live after the flesh, I beg you in Jesus' name, do not yield to the flesh. Yield to the will of God. Take the stand that Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You will never regret it for all eternity. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.